Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. You can hear from the hundreds of beeps, people calling in from all across North America. Great things going on the business side, but every Wednesday night we set aside an opportunity for you to meet our owner, David Sandoval, and to learn more about our products. And the products are the core of our business. You know, we're on a mission to change the way people eat, change the way people live their lives as far as wellness and health. And David Sandoval's been doing that for the better part of three decades. He wrote a book called The Green Foods Bible. And if you're on the line tonight, I'm sure you know a good bit about David, but you never know what he's going to talk about here tonight. And I know that his subject's very interesting. He's got two different subjects. One is the unknown challenges of dehydration, which with summer coming up here, dehydration is a big issue. And then also, he's got a product for athletes that he's created, a special recipe. It's a goo product. And if you know anything about the goos on the market right now, they're not really that healthy. You know, you think athletes take really healthy stuff, but most of the goo products out there are not that healthy, and David's created a special goo product that is super healthy and actually very, very effective. So I'm going to turn the call over to him, and he can share a little bit about his thoughts on dehydration as well as the goo products. And thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, David, I have to tell you, I feel a real sense of excitement and hope that I haven't felt in some time. There's a Cat Stevens song from way back in the day that when I was driving to grade school, one of my friend's moms used to listen to on the radio. So, you know, it's a pretty old song. And it said, "I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I do believe that something good has begun." And those words, you know, they're ringing in my ear right now because I've been fighting, working hard, you know, for so many years, just hoping that someone would care, that someone would listen. And now that has come to pass. We have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, soon to be millions of people whose ears and eyes have been opened to our message. And it's a universal message. It's a message of love, the love of life, of appreciation, of fear that we might lose that life and those things we appreciate most about it, like our freedom, particularly our freedom from disease. And one of the most unbelievably simplest things that you could do, it has very little to do with a supplement, although I strongly recommend our ionic elements, is to properly rehydrate your body. Something as simple as getting enough water, or should I say not getting enough water, can be a biomarker for nearly every disease that men suffer from. We all know that a hangover is dehydration. That our bodies, that alcohol is a diuretic. And of course, there is a bacteria that is part of the fermentation process that we all famously know is credited with the hangover. But the severity of that hangover is going to be predicated upon the state of hydration of your cells. And the reason why is because the circulation necessary to relieve that headache and to flush it away is not going to be there. To flush away the toxin that's causing the headache. And so right now, as we talk about dehydration and its dangers, I don't want anybody for 1 minute to think that we're just talking about a leg cramp. Not for a minute can we believe that. Because it is so much more. I'll give you some examples that are really crazy. If you have a backache, there's usually two reasons for it. One of two reasons that can be really alleviated pretty quickly. One is constipation. That's right. Constipation puts a very strange amount of pressure internally on your spine. Because it changes the rotation of your pelvic bone. Yeah. I could tell if somebody's constipated by the way they walk. Because of the shift of their pelvic bone. And that leads to backache. The second reason is what we're talking about, dehydration. Here's the funny part. One of the main reasons for constipation is dehydration. So they're sort of linked. Now, when you begin to experience back pain, what you typically tend to do is to take an anti-inflammatory, which, by the way, causes you to have certain issues, one of which could be constipation, but the anti-inflammatories actually affect your liver. They hurt your liver. And they slow down digestion, which, like I said, could lead to more constipation. But the taking of anti-inflammatories, as we know, is also very dangerous. When you overtake them or take too many of them or take them for a long period of time, all you have to do is read the side effects. So the downward spiral of weight gain and other side effects of taking pharmaceuticals is known. But it all starts with the dehydration that led to the constipation, that led to the backache, that led to the pharmaceutical drug for pain, led to the other issue. And it's such a downward spiral that we never even realize we're on. And so dehydration and backache, dehydration and constipation. What about high blood pressure? Do you know that your body uses water retention in order to help maintain proper blood pressure? Your body manipulates the water in your body in order to help maintain proper blood pressure if you don't have enough water in your body. That shifting is not going to be possible. And so, if you worry about high blood pressure, if you know somebody who has taking high blood pressure medication, make sure they're properly hydrated, please. Very, very important. We're talking about, by the way, tonight, you're listening to the Meet the Owners call. My name's David Sandoval. I always say that's the least important thing you're going to hear tonight. The most important thing is the piece of information that's going to improve your life or improve the life of somebody that you know. Now, poor circulation, of course, goes hand in hand with what we just talked about. But do you realize that poor circulation, no matter how many nutrients you have in your body, no matter how well you have eaten, with poor circulation, you are not going to eliminate toxins if you're not properly hydrated. Your body's not going to be able to burn fat because you won't be able to flush the fat and the toxins that come after you've burnt the fat. And so poor circulation means that more toxins stay in your body, and that fewer nutrients are distributed to the cells, so you have nutrient deficiencies even though you are properly eating. You just may not get enough water. Remember that if you're eating good quality food, it's going to have high quality fiber. Fiber absorbs moisture, which means that the better you eat, you need even more water. And I'll tell you how much in just a moment. So poor circulation stops the delivery mechanism for nutrients, stops our lymph fluid from being able to flush toxins out, stops our blood from being able to go out as much as it usually does into the extremities through the capillaries in the surface and at the far extremities of your fingers, your toes, your ears, your nose, which is where that tingling and such come from.
Don't let the dog have it. Eat it.
Sorry about that. And so this poor circulation cannot be discounted. It leads to and can lead to poor eyesight. It could lead to high blood pressure. It could lead to malabsorption of nutrients. It could lead to so many different toxic problems. For example, acne. Do you know that acne is caused by a bacteria that lives underneath your skin? And with good circulation, then oxygen is distributed to the subcutaneous skin, and that smothers out bacteria. And with poor circulation, very little oxygen is delivered to subcutaneous skin, and that leads to these bacteria growing. These bacteria grow and they die. And when they grow and die, your body sees their dead little bodies and wants to eliminate them, so it sends things that detox your body called macrophage, white blood cells, to help defend your body from the toxin. And when they get there, all of those white blood cells are what we call pus. That white fluid that we see in our pimples is actually our immune system surrounding and trying to push a toxin out of the body, what we ultimately call a blackhead or something like that. Or the head of the pimple, is actually the toxin that your body's gathering its forces to push out of your body. That's what a pimple is. Well, guess what? If that bacteria doesn't start growing and doesn't multiply and doesn't die and start that toxic decomposition, then your body will not need to come at it with white blood cells and create the pimple. In fact, by drinking a lot of green foods, you could actually watch pimples that are starting to form reverse course and go the other way as they increase circulation and hydration, eliminate the acne. Body odor. Yeah, that's funny. You go, well, wait a minute. I thought that body odor was sweat. Well, guess what? Sweat flushes out your pores. And when your pores are flushed out, typically, when you sleep, you sweat gently. And if you ever feel your sheets or there's studies that show that you could literally sweat 2 pounds of water while you're sleeping, that's why you wake up lighter than when you go to bed. And so, while you're sweating, you're actually removing bacteria, young bacteria that haven't yet died and decomposed, and you actually push them out of your skin, out of your body, out of the pores and onto the surface. And then when you shower, you wash those off. However, when you don't have enough hydration, you don't have that nighttime sweating, those bacteria are not pushed out of your pores, they stay in your pores. And they smell. Body odor. That's right. Caused by dehydration. Here's the one that really gets people. And that's low energy. Do you know that drinking 12 ounces of water and having half of a green apple gives you more energy, more sustained energy, and a happier energy than caffeine in a cup of coffee? That's right. 12 ounces of water, half an apple, better than. The reason why is because the water immediately goes in your body. The apple has fibers that absorb the moisture, and it creates this moist, softness in your belly that your body can draw moisture out of. Apple and water will be better than an energy drink. Truth. And you heard it here because you are listening to the Meet the Owners call, and I am one of those owners. My name is David Sandoval. I am a crazy phytochemist who just studies and studies and studies to learn things so that I could have a better life, so the people I love could have a better life, so that you could have a better life, and the world will be a better place. But the change I seek in the world begins with me. I am the living, breathing, eating, drinking example of what I am advising for you. Now, after I say I'm the living, breathing example, not these next two. Because with dehydration comes unexplained and unexpected erectile dysfunction. Meaning, gentlemen, you wonder why you cannot perform in the bedroom. And it is because you're dehydrated. Dehydration is the enemy. Just watch Two and a Half Men. Charlie's fond of saying that. It's dehydration, gentlemen. You don't need to go out and get a little blue pill. Take some glass of water, big glass of water, and some Super Male formula. We'll fix that. One of the reasons Super Male formula works is because it dramatically increases circulation. What about wrinkles? What about wrinkles? Well, think about this for a second. You've got a balloon, and it's got a lot of air in it. You got a balloon, and it's got a little less air in it. Which one looks more dimpled and wrinkled? The one with less air. When you are properly hydrated, then you are have your cells will be more plump. The more plump cells will be less wrinkled and dimpled. Pretty simple stuff, but maybe you didn't think about it. So people ask me all the time, they say, how much water is enough? And is distilled water good? What's the best type of water? And the final thing on this subject before we get to the goo is how could you tell if you're properly hydrated? Well, I'm going to take a sip of water for just 1 second. I'll be back. And then I'm going to answer those questions for you. Okay. All right. Well, does everybody know the law of threes? Well, the law of threes dictates that if you go 3 minutes without air, 3 hours in direct sunlight, 3 days without water, or 3 weeks without food, then most people will perish. That's called the law of threes. Not all of them, just one of the above. Again, for those of you who would like me to repeat it, that is 3 minutes without air, 3 hours in direct sunlight, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. That's how important water is. 3 days without water, and you have now suffered severe dehydration to the point that you could die. Now, if that happens in 3 days, what if you don't drink water for 1 day? Or you don't drink enough water for days in a row? Then you actually, without knowing it, are near death. You're much closer to death. I'm not saying you're going to die, but you have a biomarker for death, dehydration. So think about that. The same thing is if you're not getting enough oxygen, they put you on an oxygen tank, but they're not going to put you on an IV the way they do for oxygen. Because 3 minutes is different than 3 days. So how much water do we need, and how could we tell if we have enough water? Well, somewhere between half your body weight in ounces and 3/4 of your body weight in ounces is the answer. Do fruit juices count? No. Does coffee count? No. Does a soda count? No. Tea? No. Only water counts, and if there's something mixed in that water, say your green drinks or something really healthy, you still can only count half of that water toward your goal. How do you know if you're properly hydrated, and can you be overly hydrated? Yes, you can have too much water, and that's not good. You could die. from water toxicity, but it's rare. How could you tell? I want you to, the next time you urinate, I want you to set a timer on your phone. And you should urinate within 2 to 2.5 hours after each time you urinate. It should be no longer than 2.5 hours before you urinate again. If it is, then you're not properly hydrated. The only exception is your body will retain sodium and thus retain water at night. Your body uses sodium. It pushes potassium out of your cells. That makes room for water and through sodium, makes conditions the body to hold on to water, which sodium does. In the morning, potassium pushes the sodium out of the cell, and then we should wake up and need to urinate. That's how you could tell. You urinate every 2 hours while you're awake, urinate before you go to bed, urinate upon waking, and if you need to get up once in the middle of the night, that's not the end of the world. If you need to get up twice in the middle of the night, let's talk. That means your potassium sodium pump is off, or it means that you have a prostate that's beginning to enlarge. Either way, we could help you. Again, that's the biomarker that you could tell that you are properly hydrated every 2 to 2.5 hours before bed and upon waking. What water is best? Well, that's easy. So easy. The best water is fresh spring water from the source. Like you'll find at my Pure Planet Oasis, my Native Springs Oasis, and the place where you come, and many of you have come, to visit me, high in the mountains, where the water stays underground for decades, gets filtered by stone, and Mother Nature pushes it out for us to enjoy. But we can't all get that. And there are certain sources that you can get this this quality of water. Otherwise, I recommend a good quality filter, and there's many out there. Something as simple as Zero Water, which I've seen at the grocery store, really impressed me for its cost and efficiency. And others ask me, what about distilled water? You know, I don't have a problem with distilled water, but I'd much rather you have a spring water. But if you're going to reconstitute a powder like ours that is a true juice extract or concentrate, distilled water makes it taste so fresh-like. You know, because distilled water is like a vacuum, so it's going to sort of suck the... We take all the water out. This has nothing in, so the two combined are really rather pleasant. So that is sort of the conclusion on our discussion. Not that we won't revisit it, but that's sort of the end of tonight, because I want to leave a little bit of time to talk about something that concerns me a lot. So let me take another sip of water, and I'll be right back with you. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of people, and I was watching a show with a bunch of doctors, and the doctor says, look, people, and he was talking to CrossFit devotees, he said, just because your body's harder does not mean that you are healthier. And I remember my dad used to say, the faster you drive your car, the better you should take care of it. And everyone understands that. I don't need to explain. And so if you're driving your car, not the one you sit in, but the one that you control, your body, what are you putting into it? Well, a lot of athletes have been using this stuff called goo. And it's really convenient. It's like this paste that, you know, has protein and carbohydrates and some other stuff, energizers. And the problem is, for me, that many of the ingredients in there don't meet my standard for purity, and so I wouldn't be able to use it. And I wouldn't consciously recommend it to someone, yet the concept of it is really quite genius. And so what people have asked me to do is to share my version, my alternative of a paste, an athlete paste, to replace the goo for people who are using that. And the cool thing about this is you could totally make it unique to yourself by the alternative ingredients that you use. So let me give you an example. We are going to use some of the most incredible foods for endurance that you've ever seen. For example, we're going to use activated barley. Activated barley was literally the food of gladiators. It was the only thing that gladiators were allowed to eat before they fought in the circus to the death. And if they won, they needed to fight again. And if they won, they needed to fight again. And the only energy they had was from this food of the gladiators, activated barley, which we have recreated and have and offer to you as an individual product that you could use for purposes like this. In addition to that, the rice bran solubles with tocotrienols, the trienols, and these amazing energizing factors, and the one of the healthiest fats on the planet, a fat that is an instant energy burn, but it's a slow burn, and it actually causes your body to burn fat. It's a fat that causes your body to burn fat. And the combination of activated barley and rice bran solubles, equal parts, let's say a half a cup of each, if you're going to make a big batch for an ultra marathon or something like that. And then you're going to take 3 tablespoons of coconut oil. Now, coconut oil is this amazing medium-chain triglyceride. And it's an amazing, as I said, energizer. And when you add it, it gives it a creamy, velvety texture, a little bit like peanut butter. And you blend it all together. Now, you're going to want to put some Himalayan sea salt in there because your body's going to need some sodium and some potassium and some magnesium. And that's all in the Himalayan sea salt. So you're going to need to put some Himalayan sea salt in there. Make sure that, you know, you get the fine ground so it mixes in well. And then a little bit of honey, a little bit of agave, or my favorite, you mash up some dates. And a little bit of cashew. Mash that up. Your choice. Get creative. I personally have used raisins. I've used dates. I've used figs. I have used a number of soft fruits. And just, you know, the blended them in and created this delicious, super energizing. You get instant energy, you get secondary energy, and you get long-term energy from one single source. It's amazing. And before you know it, you're like, oh my goodness, this is almost like cheating. Because you have this constant energy, and then if you want to get really crazy, you add some spirulina in there. That's only for the green food lovers. You don't have to do that, but if you do, it could be absolutely epic. So this is, again, something that you could use, you know, while you're on your mountain bike. You could use while you're on a tour type of race, like Ian Ferrar, one of our record-winning gold, not record-setting, but gold medal winning athletes powered by Purium, like my cousin Kenny does on his 100-mile runs. And, you know, we've got dozens and dozens of people who have shared this recipe, and we want to encourage you and others to do the same, because we don't want you to keep not having a choice. If you like the goo, rock it. That's it. I'm not going to try to change you. But if you're looking for an alternative, that is not acceptable to you, the way it's not acceptable to me, and is not acceptable to so many of the other people that I really care about, which is pretty much everybody on the planet, then, yeah, I want you to know about it. So again, my name is David Sandoval. You have been listening to the Meet the Owners call, and I'm going to be here every Wednesday. If I'm not, then you're going to be blessed to have Amy, my partner, who is amazing and knowledgeable as well, because we are the people who make the decisions about the ingredients that go into your products. We are the people that use these products each and every day of our lives, and we wouldn't dare compromise, contaminate, or in any way, change what we are doing, because what we're doing is working and saving, changing, and inspiring people around the globe. So as is my tradition, I'm going to unlock the phone. And I noticed that we didn't have one single person on the call tonight from Miami or Indiana. I wonder why. Just curious. Anyhow, and I'm just teasing. I'm sure you're out there. I'm going to unlock the call. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you. I want to thank everybody in Florida who have been amazing, wonderful hosts, the hundreds of people who have taken time out of their lives to be at the live meetings and on this call tonight. You have made a conscious decision, a choice to spend your time with me. That's an honor and something that I truly respect and appreciate. So as I unlock this phone, I'd love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to say, it's your time.
Incredible information that Miami's in the house.
Indiana is in the house. I hope everybody enjoyed the information tonight.
Aloha, Dave.
Aloha.
Hello, Dave. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you from New Orleans.
Bye. Oh, down in Miami.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
from Miami.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Unstoppable, you guys. We're unstoppable.
Mahalo from Honolulu.
Oh, mahalo.
Hi, David.
Cool. Thank you for that great information, Dave. Thank you so much. It was incredible. Bye-bye. Oh,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, David.
Hi, David.
David?